Welcome back to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. We're going to pick up right where last episode left off, where Michael and a whole bunch of people were circling in on us.
So, in this echoey voice, you're going to hear, "I've tried to be reasonable with y'all. I've tried to save you. That's come to an end. Y'all ain't making it there. Y'all ain't making it to that arc. What would you like to do, John?"
Do we have a sword? Just like one lying around?
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like some from the, like the Dragonborn guys probably keep swords like fucking everywhere just in case.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
If not, then the kobolds have definitely found a sword somewhere that they've given us.
Also, how high up was Michael?
About 50 feet.
How unreasonable would it be for me to, like, religion my way up there?
Just religion your way on up there?
Let me think real quick.
Okay.
It depends on how you want to, on how you're flavoring it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing that? Explain to me how you're doing
it. Okay, so.
Now, how reasonable would it be for me to make to help John fly?
Absolutely, entirely unreasonable.
What if I'm in a jetpack?
Stop.
So, how would John think that he would be able to do that?
Okay. I am going to call on God to illuminate my path, and I'm going to run at Michael.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's okay. Going to, like, fucking run up some, like...
Yeah. Yeah, presumably, like, a staircase of light up to Michael, and then tackle him. And then fight him with my sword.
A stairway to a prospered land, if you would.
Shut up.
What?
We were all thinking it, and we were all going, "Let's not say it." And then Jerry.
Did I say it? I didn't say it.
Jerry?
He's got you there, Michael. You
run the tapes back. I didn't
say it. You're doing the fucking, like, two kids in the back of a car. "I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
Teacher, you said not to touch him, but I didn't touch him.
I
never touched him.
I didn't say
Shut up. So, John, roll it.
Also,
20.
Yeah, can I use my action point and get a 20? I wanted to use athletics for this.
Sure. Reasonable.
That's a 14, 24, 26.
26? Alrighty. On a 26, you're going to just kind of like shrug off that control.
Oh yeah, I had a thing too.
You're going to feel it roll off of you. Go for
it. As I'm heading up there, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments.
Sick. So, on that, you're going to step up, and you're going to feel solid ground under your feet. You're definitely going to feel some extra weight on your back there, as you have now arisen to match him. Your sword lights, and you all can see now. Yeah, there's a couple of pseudo-angelic beings fighting above your guys' car.
Neat.
So, next up is Patton. So, the first thing that you're going to see of immediate note is you're going to get, like, a little pop-up, a little warning note from your new human friend.
From his pester chum?
Yeah.
I did that.
I'm not going to encourage you, Michael.
I thought you'd be happy.
Homestuck has never made me happy.
Can we,
that's
can
a good
we
quote.
Stop?
That's going in the Discord.
So what you're going to see is a solid number of the heat signatures around you that are kneeling are going to stand back up. And they're not going to be marked as enemies anymore.
Oh, fuck. He's turned them.
Ooh. So this was after...
They're no longer marked.
So this is after John rose up there?
Yeah. you're going to see several of them rip off the masks and just stare up in like awe and wonder. Your human friend here is going to say, whatever he's doing, make him keep doing it.
Yeah, do more god stuff.
So it was Dr. Robo's truck that flipped over. Was it like a bad crash
earlier? Into a ditch. It was a pretty rough crash.
Okay.
They didn't flip, but they lost control, crashed pretty hard into a ditch.
Did we ever hear from them again?
No.
How far away are we from them?
At this point, about half a mile.
Okay, so we're not currently being shot at right now. It seems like everyone's absorbed. I want to go. Yeah. I want to make sure that they're not dead or currently bleeding out, because that's kind of
a
big deal.
How are you going to do that?
I
think we should probably deal with the major threats that are still happening here.
Well, I mean,
like, Michael is in no way done.
But it seems like it's up to John now to show Michael what the fuck's up.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're kind of supposed to be a team.
I know. I'm aware. Mr.
So,
Man.
Anyway, what are you doing there, Patton?
How many successes and failures are we at?
You have 8 successes, and I believe you only actually failed once.
Oof. Yeah, only one.
Because you keep spending all your rerolls, bastards.
I just dabbed, just so you know.
Nice.
You didn't have to say it.
I mean, I'm letting you know.
I just dabbed, too.
You didn't have to say it.
So the car is still moving. They're both keeping pace with us. John's like...
Yeah.
Okay. Because John will probably need... He's got the giant flaming wings, and then what was going on with his sword again? Not John's, but Michael's.
It's on fire, too.
Okay.
It's on fire as well.
It's just all on fire.
John's wings are not currently on fire.
You could light them on fire. That might help.
I don't know.
I'll try spinning. That's a good trick. Fuck off.
John's not actively flying. He's standing on the top of this holy staircase, right?
Kind of.
To an outside observer, it would look like he was floating.
Okay, so to keep pace with Michael, to keep John within range, I am literally going to drive them closer so that John can hit him with his sword. I'm like some kind of holy driver. So I'm going to take the wheel back from the human, and I guess this would fall under perception to keep an eye on them, because I'm going to have Little Bro and Little Bro give me visuals of both of them to see how close they are, mm-hmm. while I'm then taking that info and then keeping us close enough, avoiding, you know, hitting huge potholes and driving off the road where we'd all crash and die. So I'm not doing that, but I am keeping them close.
Okay, what skill are you going to use for this? Because I believe last turn you used Arcana.
Yeah, so would this be perception? Because I'm taking what Littler Bro are seeing, as well as the driving.
Sure.
Keeping track of a lot of stuff at once.
Yeah, sure.
That is 26.
On a 26? Yeah, I'll be a success.
Yes!
Alright, so... you start to really kick it up into high gear. At this point, Elias and Gabriel are starting to get kind of thrown around a bit by the driving, as clearly they're still linked up, but now they're starting to get, you know, kind of jerked left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes very difficult to keep your footing as you both start to sort of tumble while teleporting there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like In the scuffle there, things are getting sort of desynced. You're starting to see some people drop out of the cycle altogether, and it's taking longer in between teleports. As Patton is driving like a man possessed.
Like a man possessed by several different people.
Yeah. So, top of the round, Giron.
Wait, top of the round? Did my turn get skipped?
No.
Or did we just take a long-ass time to get here?
You just took a long-ass time to get there.
Yeah.
You 9 successes, 1 failure?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by a long time. I came up with my thing to do instantly. There wasn't any period of time that I cut out.
Hmm.
because there have been some double successes. So, on this, John and Michael are locked in single combat. John is somehow managing to actually hold his own here, despite not really being, like, trained with a sword.
I'm assuming neither is Michael.
But then again, neither is Michael, really. You're both kind of doing that sword fighting thing where you're mostly hitting each other's swords, because neither of you really know what you're doing, but damn, it looks cool.
John watched Star Wars. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
The absolute nerd.
So, Michael is going to look around during this fight, see people falling out, see that Gabriel is tumbling with Elias, and is going to make a break to try and go grab Gabriel.
Okay.
I have a plan for this. I want to use the knife.
There's only one turn or one success left, so if
I know, but you're going to fail, so I'm going to use the knife.
Okay. So, Giron, what's your big plan here? What are you going for?
Giron's big day out.
So I don't need to really worry about the beating drum anymore at this point, because he's not teleporting.
Oh, no, they still are.
Yeah,
they're all still locked onto your position.
But it doesn't necessarily immediately benefit me to do that right now.
Oh, no, it absolutely does, because the second that, you know, Michael flies down, the shots ring, you know, start coming back in. Okay. Pretty much as soon as Gabriel fell out of the truck, they started firing at it again. As soon as they knew their boss was clear, they're still shooting at you guys.
Okay, so what I'm going to do then is I'm going to grab the walkie-talkie, check in with Dr. Robo's vehicle.
No response. Also, what are you actually doing?
Well, I was going to try and just, I would say, flood the waves with static.
Okay, this is the final roll of the skill challenge. What are you doing to solve the situation you are currently in?
Well, you said, like, using the magical EMP disrupting the beating is going to work. Is something
right,
that will help.
Right, so how would the walkie-talkie play into that? It's not connected.
Because I was working
slightest.
On the sound system, and if they did respond, I was going to have them hit it, and I would do, like, a relay sort of jamming device from the
but
truck
it's magic,
and the other
not
car.
Electrical.
Yeah, it's magic, not electrical, and also they're probably unconscious now a good mile down the road.
Okay. What I'm going to do then is... So we're...
You have identified the lock that they have on the car. You do have it identified.
Okay. I would say rewire it.
Okay.
To where they get locked on somewhere completely fucking elsewhere.
Okay.
Sort of a misdirection.
So you're going to try and change the focus of the spell effect to something else.
Oh, I got something for this.
Okay.
I got something for this. I'm going to hold the... What?
No, I meant, like, go ahead, because you guys, you know, this is the final thing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I got something for this. It'll tie into my plan really well. Okay. I'm going to hold the knife up. The knife is, like, invisible, right?
No.
What wasn't the blade invisible?
No.
Or something?
What?
It was a
I'm
blade.
Thinking about something else. Oh, that's for a different D&D campaign. That's
for an entirely different campaign.
No, there's magic knives. It's been like 3 months since we played. Give me a break.
Jesus.
Give me a break, okay? I don't remember what the knife looks like. Fuck you.
It's sharp.
Describe the knife to me.
Knife? It's like a jagged black with, you know, with a red outline, you know, like sort of All right. Red tinged like obsidian blade.
I'm going to take the knife out. I'm going to hold it up and point at Jaron, because I'm assuming we can now communicate mentally.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So as a result, pretty much all out of character musings are now considered in character.
What I want to do
you
here.
Fox.
Fuck you.
You got us.
Stop metagaming us into playing the game correctly. I'm going to hold it up and I'm going to hit the tip so it's like a tuning fork. I want Jerry to make the focus the knife.
Okay.
Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the knife to open up a portal to drop me and Gabriel into the room, and then the room will be removed from space and the focus will be God knows where the fuck.
Let's do it. So, that would be Arcana, right?
Sounds like Arcana to me.
You better make this.
That, my friends, is a 26.
26? That'll do it.
Yes!
So, Jerry's gonna clap his hands together. You'll see, like, a glint from his eyes, and then the same glint on the knife.
Okay, so what you're gonna feel is, like, in the truck, in the concept of the truck, there is a cluster. It's like a ball of yarn. It's tightly woven, and you cannot currently unwind it. But, maybe, if you take something, if you find some way to cut off a tiny little thread, you can make it unwind. And as Elias holds up the knife, you manage to link those and have the blade cut that bundle and starts unspooling itself.
What is this, some kind of Gorgon knot?
Kind of. It's like the metaphysical concept of this anchor, right? And Elias, you're going to stab the ground, right?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep Gabriel in this chokehold kind of thing, stab the ground and open up the portal to this fake room and drop us both in and close the door behind us.
Okay, so the handle, once again, the blade sinks into the pavement. As you teleport forward again, you rip open the door and throw yourselves both inside and shut the door.
Correct.
Everybody else is going to see, all of these people are just going to get, like, instantaneously clotheslined.
Yeah.
As they all start to teleport into the ground rapidly, just slamming into the dirt.
Over and over?
Yeah.
Cool.
And Michael is going to hold his hand out while doing so, shout, "Enough!" And the truck is going to drive off, and you're going to see them all sort of writhe in the ground.
And oh, but Elias, I'm not in the truck, though.
Yeah, so, Elias.
I'm in a room with a bad man. Or a bad woman. Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand up, sort of dust myself off, and put one foot on the door, and then turn to Gabriel and say, "Let's talk about things for a minute here."
So she's going to tilt her head, look at you, put the rapier into her sheath. "I got a question for you."
"I'm sure you do."
"You don't believe in any of this stuff."
Belief is a strong word. I would say...
She's going to look around. They can't see me or hear me, can they?
No, they cannot.
"Why are you following him? Why are you following John? Why are you doing his work?"
Well, see, here's the thing.
"Why are you willing to kill for him?"
Okay, let's take a couple of steps back. Calm down this aggression that we've got going. I understand that you're upset. I believe you spent some time with Jerry. He's not exactly what one would consider a...
He's an unrepented murderer who killed one of the best men I know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're upset about that. Here's the thing. Michael has been murdering people, a lot of people, generally speaking, and trying to kill us. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but this whole back and forth clash between good and evil is coming up as what I see as a fundamental misunderstanding of how magic works in this plane. I'm not really sure where you're from, but I can assure you this isn't the only plane of existence, and your god isn't the only god.
I'm sorry, how old do you think I am? You think I'm some sort of idiot?
Well, no, of course I don't think you're an idiot.
You can never tell with elves.
Yeah.
For all I know, you're...
Thank you for the casual racism, but...
500 years old and...
Not 500, but you see, I assume you were born on the rock, probably?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. So you came through the portal, then?
Is there a third option that I should know about?
Well, you'd have to tell me. I haven't observed one, but maybe there is. I'm open to other explanations for how you got here.
She's just going to stare at you. The fact that you haven't killed me makes me think that you're a little bit different than that psychopath you're with.
I believe that's the best compliment I've gotten all week.
You're welcome.
Look, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but John seems to have the exact same powers that Michael has. Isn't this a bit of a logical inconsistency with your dogma? Unless you're going to fall back on the whole they're testing us thing, because, I mean, I guess that's possible. Gods tend to, like, choose champions and things, but it seems to me that your interpretation of this doesn't really allow room for, I don't know, sedition?
There's the prophet and the false prophet.
Yeah, yes, false prophet. But John doesn't even think he's a false prophet. How do you know that Michael... I mean, I'm sure you've gone through this about a million times, but, you know, Michael says he's the prophet. John says he's the prophet. I don't actually know if John says he's the prophet. I'll have to ask him about that. I don't think he says he's the prophet.
I don't.
You know, Michael says he's the prophet.
The fact that he hasn't even told you about any of this would seem to indicate that he's not, don't you think?
Well, it would also seem to indicate that he's not a false prophet, because he doesn't really seem to be trying to gather a following. He seems to be kind of doing his own thing.
Well, it seems to me like he's doing a pretty damn good job of it.
Well, he's not proselytizing. At least not actively. I mean, you guys are making like some kind of big cult.
Really? Because the way I see things, you all are directly working for a genocidal maniac and the literal embodiment of evil.
Well, okay, but there's no such thing
you're
as a little...
on his payroll.
Oh, you're talking about Red.
The serpent.
Yeah, you know there's other dragons, though, right?
There's not other ones like him.
I mean, that's technically true of everything, because individuals are unique. I think you're reading into, like, the concept of mana a little strongly here. I mean, where did you even grow up in the other plane?
One of the places that wasn't so fortunate to fall under his little bastion of protection.
Oh, you're talking about Red's bastion of protection.
Yeah.
Well, but see, isn't that really more of like a, I don't know, a problem of timing? You can't really blame him for not saving everyone else instantly, can
That's
you?
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, elaborate. Go on.
You really don't know anything, do you?
Well, no, that's why I'm asking. You see, when I don't know something, instead of assuming that
we,
you know,
were one.
Okay, go on.
We were one of the many civilizations that did not bow to him, that refused to.
Okay.
What do you think happened to us? Tell me.
I suppose it depends. I'm not really familiar with exactly how Red dealt with that sort of thing in the previous plane. I was sort of drugged to this rock against my will at the time
brutally
of the portal
is the
opening.
Answer.
Well, yeah, it depends. Like I said, I'm not exactly married to the concept of Red being like the best guy ever here. I have my own goals and I have my own plans. None of them really involved...
I wasn't alive to see it. None of us were alive to see it. With our own eyes, at least.
Well, okay, so then you're talking about history.
Yes. Yes,
so
I am.
You're willfully carrying the burden of... Look, I'm not saying it wasn't terrible, and I'm not saying it didn't happen, but tales change over time. Like, why wrap yourself
not
up...
Not tales.
Well, yes, tales is a bad word. I apologize.
Not stories, not passed down, seen.
Oh, you have some sort of recording?
Yes.
Magically recorded?
Yes. Through the eyes of those he killed.
Wait, what? This is out of character. What race is Gabriel again?
Dragonborn.
So they have that kind of thing?
She's saying that they do.
Okay, but I'm just asking, out of character, is that a common thing that I would know of?
No.
Okay, so this is taking me by
surprise. There's things kind of like that.
But,
you know, like there's, you know, accounts of things that have happened and ways to divine events in the past and see them with your own eyes.
Yeah, but all of that's open to meddling, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Des, okay. Well,
we interrupt this interrogation to bring you the first sip of the day.
Hell yeah.
God damn it.
Wait, Tim, I got a sip earlier.
My first sip of the day.
Okay. Carry on.
All right. Back to the interrogation. I don't want to go off and be like, oh, you're just lying, because I don't know that if that's the case at all. But
yeah.
here's the thing. All right, so I'm not doubting your visions or any sort of magically recorded observations, as you probably know by now or have surmised. I'm a bit of a scientist, researcher.
What's the worst someone has ever hurt you?
That's a good question. I would have to say that one time that the aforementioned, I'm sure Jerry was completely blunt and absolutely tactless, but he did sort of torture me relentlessly. Your previous friend.
None of that even comes close.
I'm sorry, are you the one who gets to decide that?
So the pain and the suffering that beast brought down.
I'm not really sure that you can make... Are you talking about on the whole? Because you're comparing my personal torment to what I assume would be genocide.
You're still standing.
Sure. But
you're
what
still
you're,
living.
Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is saying my pain is illegitimate compared to a different pain that you didn't even experience yourself. Do you see the loops that you drag yourself into where you say, oh, this person works for Red. Obviously, it's okay to inflict any amount of pain on them because that makes up somehow for the pain that Red inflicted on others. This is a sort of a logically vicious loop. And it doesn't really get down to like the brass tacks of the matter, which is that you have absolutely no proof whatsoever that this Michael person you're following is the genuine article. John could be the real prophet for all you know. I mean, look out at the crowd. They're turning to John. I can't explain it. It's an observation.
Got more artifacts too.
If his will would be to place his power and to place the fate of this world in the hands of someone who is under the direct employ.
How do you know he's under the direct employ? Maybe, I mean, here's a thought. If God is all powerful,
do
you're
you
God,
not work for Red?
Maybe he works for us.
Do you not take his
us.
Orders? Do you?
Does
Can
he?
Can you tell me that with a straight face?
Absolutely. If Red told us to do something we didn't want to do, we wouldn't do it.
I don't buy that for a second.
I want to roll to convince.
That sounds like diplomacy to me.
Because that's absolutely true. Was that diplomacy?
Roll a one and fuck everything up.
Shit. My diplomacy is shit.
Well, you have been kind of an asshole to the person, so it makes sense.
I haven't been an asshole. I've been
varying degrees of assholes. There's Jerry asshole, and then there's Elias.
Jerry
asshole
is a different level of asshole. I'm not taunting them with hey, visions of their dead friend, okay?
I had to save the mission, okay?
You fucked the
I
mission.
I think Jerry was completely valid in what he's done.
Patton would agree with me, and that's all I need.
That's all the proof you
One
need.
One out of three is all I need.
Me and Jerry. All me right, and Jerry
gonna,
against the world.
I'm going to roll... No! I'm not going to roll diplomacy.
What are you going to roll?
I'm going to commune with nature.
How?
What? I'm going to commune with Specky. It's Specky's going to roll diplomacy.
Can't I offer to show?
Just roll
off.
Your
Fine.
Diplomacy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I was going to like, you know.
Are you just going to go like, here, come with me and we'll see a world of pure imagination? Are you going to go tiptoeing through the goddamn tulips?
No. Roll diplomacy. Fuck you. If I get a nat 20, diplomacy. you better not fuck me here. Watch it be a nat 20. Just watch. It's 20, but it's not natural.
20, but not natural?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a 17 on the die.
Yeah. So she's going to look slightly taken aback. Even if that were the case. Here. Let me show you.
One second. Hold that thought. Before you do this magic thing, which I'm sure is going to be extremely convincing, let me pose a question to you. Which is more impressive from your perspective, of course? Me being someone who... I'm sure I give off the aura of not believing in whatever it is that's going on, but that's not actually the case here. John has demonstrated powers. Michael has demonstrated powers. Lots of people have magic. Now, as to the metaphysical significance of that magic in this plane, I don't know. But following the thread of logic here, let's think about this. If Michael was the true prophet, wouldn't it be just too obvious? I mean, wouldn't, if you're talking about showing God's power, wouldn't it be someone who was able to overcome the serpent himself? Michael is in direct opposition to the dragon. He's obviously against him from the get-go. To me, it seems more impressive for someone like John, who is quiet, soft-spoken, does not, like, you know, make fiery proclamations, force people to bow. From what I've heard from John, which is somewhat, I don't remember Jesus or any of the other people in the book doing these mass displays of overt power. To me, it seems like if anyone represents a sort of turn the other cheek, soft-spoken godliness, it's closer to John than it is to Michael. He seems very angry. I'm sure I don't understand completely, but, you know...
Yes, that's true if we're talking about... If we're talking about converting, we're talking about the end of days. We're talking explicitly about wrath.
But you were born before the portal opened.
Yes. And?
But doesn't that mean, like, you were explicitly left... I mean, I follow the logic here that the portal opening is somewhat similar to a description of the rapture. Everyone dies. But that would mean that you yourself were explicitly left behind, as was everyone else in the other plane. Not...
We weren't left behind. We were summoned here for a mission.
That's a bit of a stretch, in my opinion. It doesn't seem consistent. It seems like you're taking things that happened and then reading them back into this situation, like, logically.
Allow me to run you
through
this.
Post hoc reasoning, if you're familiar with the phrase.
All those who believed were saved.
But you don't know that.
Who did not perished.
But,
and some remained.
But all humans died.
And now the serpent rules the earth.
But there's a flaw in that logic.
The serpent rules the earth.
Well, he certainly does not.
It's his domain.
That's
really
not true. We're on our way to California, which is explicitly outside of anything that he controls.
Do you really think that?
I don't have any reason to believe that that's not the case.
Anything that is going to exist out there that has not already been killed exists because he allows it to.
I think you're imbuing him with slightly more power than he actually has. But going
more
back
than
to
he
my...
has? I don't think you've seen it. You haven't seen it.
Going back to my previous point,
let
before
me
you
show
me...
you.
Just a moment. Let me finish my point. I'm more than willing to look at this magical vision of yours. However, you said all that believed were saved. I know for a fact this isn't true.
How?
Our archaeological studies. I worked at the university. I've worked with my friend who is a professor of history and these
what
sorts of...
studies? What did you find?
If you go to, I mean, there are churches and differences, yes, of beliefs among Christians, previous human Christians. They weren't saved. They all died from mana poisoning. All
died
of them.
Or were given new bodies and ascended.
They died. Their bodies are left. The bones are littered across this continent.
And?
I mean, if you're going to make the
Patton.
All of them, without respect to belief.
Yeah, it's completely unreasonable to imagine someone, like, going into another person's body or being reincarnated. That's entirely not possible, right? Yeah, definitely not possible.
Well, the soul and the body are separate.
As far as we understand, to a certain extent, this is true. But you're talking about every single human dying through the portal. Some of them lingering, actually, according to Lazarus, who I'm sure you're familiar with. But this is without regard to anything they believed. You'd have to say that, like, only there's absolutely no proof that only. The only people who died through this mana poisoning that were Christians were given new bodies. You can't prove any of that. They all died.
He doesn't work on proof. He works on faith.
Well, that's demonstrably not true. What do you think would happen to Michael's faith if he attempted to do a miracle and failed?
It's happened before.
And what was his response?
His response
was that he did not believe enough, correct?
Wrong. It was that he was wrong.
Oh, he's clever. That's clever. So you assume that only avenues that lead to success are ones that are deemed correct.
Ones that are demonstrated to be rewarded with power.
So John is correct.
That is the great problem.
Isn't it? It is indeed. Because,
however, it's consistent.
Is it?
Yes. Have you ever heard of the Antichrist?
Of course.
I haven't. I'm just saying that.
So, she's going to look at you. Bullshit.
Well, I assumed from our previous conversation that this false prophet is roughly equivalent.
The people will love him and will herald him as a savior.
That's not happening with John at all.
Is it?
Sounds like Michael.
No.
Look around you.
I mean, you put out a video demonizing John. They turned against him.
Some did. Most didn't.
Okay, but so follow this line of logic with Michael.
Follow the dragon.
But the servant,
your friend.
How do you know Michael isn't being manipulated?
I don't even want to go to Denver.
Because Michael is not the one taking orders from one who slaughters and finds joy in it.
He does enough of that himself.
Michael is not under the beck and call of a genocidal maniac who will find any excuse he needs to get blood onto his fangs.
You continue to bring this back to Red, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying because it's very convenient for you to say anything bad that happens, or anything bad that happens with John, is obviously because he's the as you say, Antichrist. But anything seemingly, from our perspective, bad that happens from Michael is because we're wicked and evil. Flip it on its head. John...
It wouldn't follow otherwise.
It doesn't follow from our perspective.
Really?
No.
It doesn't follow that you're directly working for the one who controls this world.
As I said.
Who orders, who lives, and who dies, the one who slaughtered everyone who lived here.
As I said before, we don't follow his orders. I'm not lying. If Red asks us to do something that we didn't want to do, we wouldn't do it. The only reason that we decided to take anything from Red is because it benefited us in the short term. I have absolutely no desire to continue working for Red once this is over. His stakes are much too high. I'm sure feels the
once
same.
Once this is over.
Well, I mean, once this is over is a rather vague phrase that allows you to fill in what you assume I mean. Once this is over, meaning once we finish with this, John is on about these artifacts all the time, and I'd like to finish my book and go back to studying. So, yes, once this is over.
That's how he works. Taking people in just for a while.
Yes, it's very convenient for you to use this sort of back logic to make any action that you disagree with evil, and your
working
actions...
Working for someone on a contractual basis is still working for them.
And torturing people because you think they're evil is still torturing them. Your friend stabbed me and showed me probably the worst thing I've seen in my entire life on the presumption that I was evil because I had made a contract with Red. Not even a contract. It's a very, like, free verbal agreement. Are you going to go stab and torture everyone who's ever made a deal with Red?
They're not the ones directly doing his dirty work.
Of course they are. Anyone who makes a contract with Red from your perspective must necessarily be doing his dirty work because they're within his realm of influence, which is, as you've said, someone who is the great evil in the world. So you should, by all rights, wait outside his doors, wait for someone who is down on their luck and knows no better to make a contract, and then stab them because you'd be stopping evil. From your perspective.
My goal is to kill Red.
Have fun doing it, but you're stabbing and fighting and torturing innocent people who are connected, who you believe are connected with Red, and not even in a logically consistent way. It's a convenient excuse for you to for your group to exercise power and have a cult-like influence that, while Michael probably won't admit it, and he's probably extremely zealous, ultimately comes down to his extensions of power. Why are Michael's extensions of power never subtle?
Why is it always flashing? Look past you right now? Look at the door handle? Something's going to click? Oh. Oh. It's like that, huh?
I'm sure I haven't the foggiest idea what you mean. Do I need to roll insight because I don't actually know what she means?
Oh no, was there a time limit on the door?
No, there's no time
limit. It's a long time limit.
I'm buying you guys time to be doing stuff that you can describe later. Nat 1?
Oh, no.
On insight, yeah, nat 1. I have no idea what the fuck she's talking about. It's like that.
So she is going to... She's going to look past you, look outside a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you almost got me. You almost got me there. With your rambling, with your buying time.
I assure you, only part of this was buying time. My arguments were all sincere.
No, they weren't. Don't lie to me.
You can believe whatever you want, but my arguments are sincere. I never argue.
You might
want to
look behind you.
I definitely won't be doing that.
Oh, man, I really wanted you to fall for the oldest trick in the book.
Well, from the looks of things, this place is going to close. And when it does, 8 hours.
Yeah, we've not been in here for 8 hours.
Right. And when it does, I think you're going to know exactly how bad of a mistake you've made.
Well, I'm sure I've made some bad mistakes, but...
How do you plan on getting out of here?
Well, I have a couple of ideas.
Name one.
No. Why should I?
Your plan.
Sorry, you're acting very threatening now, which I know is par for the course, but...
This area is my safe space.
So, she's going to pull out the rapier and kind of tap on the walls.
That's very threatening.
Twiddle it. There's nothing stopping me in here. I assumed that there would be something stopping me in here.
Stopping you from killing me?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do that, but you'd just prove my point.
Do you think I care?
Not really, but I like to think
so it's on the not really, she's going to lunge at you with the rapier.
I'm going to use Gift of Fire.
All right.
Torture with the box.
Which is... Yeah. All right, so as she's lunging at me, I'm going to use Gift of Fire. Obviously, that artifact. And what I want to do is I want to have... I'm going to see, actually, if I can, like, channel John. Like, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Get some of that holy connection to make like a quick burst of fire in the shape of a cross to be like, back off.
What tool are you going to use with that?
Gift of Fire. That would probably have to be Arcana, right?
Yep, or religion.
Yeah, they're both the same. Let's go with Arcana.
What?
Sure.
John's Arcana, what? Religion, basically the same thing. John goes, hey, wait a second.
Now, what in tarnation?
What, all right, in go tarnation? Ooh, that's pretty good. 22.
22?
Yeah.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Bodied.
Who got bodied?
19 on the dice.
So, you're going to blast that out there?
Yeah,
rapier is going to go straight through the flame.
What?
Stab you directly in the stomach?
No!
And she's going to, like, just blow it out?
That's not fair. This isn't my cool moment. I rolled a high number.
Like I said, false prophet.
Yeah, well, I was never really one to believe that hard.
Okay, so, we are going to cut... real quick, to the rest of you guys in the car. So, what you have seen this whole time is that Elias has been... You can still see his outline in an adjacent space, and he's kind of hovering around a bit. There's a bit of a Mexican standoff between you and Michael as these robed figures are surrounding where they last saw... Elias and Gabriel, and are pointing their weapons directly at you guys, with Michael pointing his sword at you. And what are you guys doing in the interim here?
I was buying time. Now I'm stabbed.
That's what you get.
I blame John for this. This is just going to make Elias even more of an atheist.
I mean...
I put up a flaming cross, okay? That's like a really good symbol.
That's a really good symbol. This is your problem.
You might have wanted to think about that one a little bit more.
Elias doesn't know shit about shit. Okay, why is it when Michael's on fire, that's okay, but crosses on fire aren't okay?
So, God helps those who help themselves.
Thinking emoji.
I went and tried to stab Michael. You just went, here's a cross, please don't stab me. God help me.
I mean, you got stabbed. I did try to convince a religious zealot with logic. That always works.
Ow, the edge.
Damn.
Okay, so...
Actually?
So, we're... Michael and I are on the ground near where Elias is.
Okay. Yeah.
And the whole... We've stopped
moving,
right?
You guys
moving,
can still
right?
see his... You still see his status, like in a little bar in your vision there.
Stabbed.
I mean, not yet.
Yeah, kind of. Status. Not yet. This is happening before then. So, what are you guys doing in that interim?
So we're stopped moving now, or are we still zooming along?
Would you guys have stopped when you see Elias whip out the dagger, jump into a little pocket world and, you know, be immediately surrounded by a bunch of dudes with guns?
Also, John is there.
Yeah.
Well, I know one thing I definitely wanted to do for sure was to have one of our... Since they're mostly ignoring everyone that's not us, I was going to send the the Dragonborn out or one of our other crews to go get Dr. Robo and them out.
Those dudes are mad unconscious.
Yeah, to get them back to us so that they're not sitting there in a crashed car.
Oh, no, that's where those dudes were. The rest of your backup crew are in that car, are in those cars.
Okay. I'm going to mentally communicate with Patton, tell him to head back and check on the rest of our crew. And I'm going to verbally communicate with Michael, tell him, you let that truck go back and check on our friends now. Your problem's with me, not with the people in that car.
Where's Gabriel? Where did you take her?
Chief? On that, Jerry is going to, like, very swiftly extend the chain whip and try and grab the knife out.
What?
You can't. It has to be by hand.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you can't.
You can try, and then remember, it has to come out by hand.
No, I don't want to.
Also,
do that.
They're all surrounding. They're all surrounding where the door was. Also, there's no door handle.
Yeah.
On the outside.
You can't. It's only door handles on the inside.
It opens from the inside only.
Sort of hoping that maybe
once
I wouldn't
closed, the door becomes invisible to anyone outside the space.
Okay, out of character, is there anything reasonable that Mavala Jr. could do to help you out?
No.
Absolutely not.
It is a completely closed off space. Mavala Jr. can teleport to anywhere on this plane. This thing isn't on this plane technically anymore.
It's more like Mavala Jr. can distort their location.
They could teleport, basically.
Kind of, not really. They teleport more through subterfuge than actual teleportation.
You just wanted to use the word subterfuge.
This is going to be more of a verbal encounter than anything, then.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just talking a lot, and then I got fucking stabbed, so you see how well that goes.
Alright, Jerry's got nothing right now, then.
Okay.
This is going to mark a turning point where Elias is just going to be like, man, fuck these guys, kill them.
So what's Patton doing now?
Are they letting me through?
Are you driving?
Are you going to try and drive the truck around?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to leave them there. Like, we're just not going to abandon them.
Yeah, you got to go off-road a little bit, but they are not going to stop you. A couple of people are going to raise guns, but Michael is going to hold his hand up.
All right, then.
And you are allowed to pass.
All right, we're going to... You know, I'm going to make sure they're all stable, get them into our cab, and then see if we might be able to move that truck back.
Yeah, they're like a mile away and your truck is beaten to shit.
Yeah, it's gonna take a bit.
It's gonna take a bit.
Gabriel's fine. She's having a talk with one of my friends. I'm sure no harm will come to it.
I feel insulted by that.
What?
You remember what happened the last time one of my friends had a talk with y'all?
Yes, he was terrible and tried to kill us.
So, he's gonna look down. That demon you got on that leash, that ain't what he said. Y'all made him suffer.
Jerry's a little fucked up, so you'll have to forgive him for being, a psychopath.
Forgive? John, what on earth are you doing?
I can ask you the same thing.
What on earth are you doing working for that thing with that demon?
Okay, stop being mean to Jerry, please.
Really? That's what you're concerned about? Me being mean to him?
He is my friend. You were my friend once. Remember that? Now look at us.
Let me get this straight there. You're friends with that psychopathic, torturing, murdering son of a bitch.
Out of character. Why? Man, Jerry really fucked us with that conversation. He really did.
Can you justify that for me? How do you reconcile that?
He ain't done much worse than you.
Ain't that much worse than me? John, you said some downright hurtful things in your time, but that one takes cake.
You put a gun to the friend of our head. What? Hang on.
You said that backwards.
Hang on a second.
What the fuck?
You put a gun to the friend of our head?
Of me.
What the fuck? You better take another sip, John.
I have never heard a sentence get that jarbled.
Dial it back in.
Red leather, yellow leather.
It ain't just killing Abaddon. It's the look in his eye when he talked about how he did it.
Yeah, he was probably just trying to scare you or something. He's always on about something.
No, I seen how he looks when he's trying to scare someone. No, that was real.
Shame I didn't get to see the look in your eye when you tried to kill our friends, steel drivers.
It's the same look I saw in the eye of that monster red. The same look I saw in those visions, those memories, what he's done.
Hey, wait a second. Where do you get visions and memories of what Red's done?
That's probably a religion thing.
Probably Gabriel.
Yeah. It's almost like that was directly established 5 minutes ago.
No, I know that, but I'm saying if Gabriel's got those visions, I didn't think they were like, hey, yo, we could just, you know, pop in the old vision tape into the old DVD player and, you know.
I mean, I could do that. Jerry could do that.
If it's not a magic thing, it's a religion thing. I'm sure it makes sense.
You gotta get our. You know how every church has like a projector? Kind of like that.
I'm just saying, considering that we've got a bunch of like tech plugged into our heads showing us shit now, some of this becomes a little more suspect. Might be an avenue to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you can tell a lot about a man from how they talk about people they killed. There's a look in the eyes. And those two, they got that same dead look. But behind it, you can just see pure joy. They're so happy they got to do it. Like there's something holding them back and they finally got to release it.
I think you're reading a bit too much into this.
No, I don't think you're reading enough into it.
Now, Red, I can't speak for him, really. He seems enigmatic. But, I know deep down inside Jerry's a good guy. He's just got some issues he's working through.
John, what are you doing working with them? What are you doing working for him? Why?
I ain't working for no one. I don't know what you're talking about.
You tell me you don't take orders from that dragon?
I mean, sometimes he asks us to do stuff. Sometimes we do it.
Sometimes he asks us to do stuff and sometimes we do it. Sounds like a nice excuse.
That's what you want to call it, but I mean, right now I'm doing my own thing.
You're being used as a puppet by a genocidal maniac who takes pleasure in snuffing out those lies.
You're going to need a bit more than empty accusations to convince really anyone with that.
John is learning from Elias.
Elias is not learning from John.
Yeah, because Elias is fucking stabbed.
Whose fault is that?
Basically God's.
He's got you then. Got his talons real deep.
See, you're doing it again. You're just saying things.
John, let me ask you something. What did he say to you that got you to do what he wanted you to do? What did he promise you?
He didn't promise me nothing as of right now.
So he didn't promise you nothing and you're still doing what he says?
I mean, he asked us to do a favor for him in exchange for a favor for us, but at any time we could walk away. If he asked us to do something, you know, bad. I mean, you know me well enough to know I ain't into doing evil.
What's that favor that y'all need? Huh? What's that favor y'all need? Because what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to understand what made a man I know has a good heart work for the living embodiment of evil.
Yeah, that is a really good question. What are we getting from this?
Jerry only starts to care when he realizes he's not making enough money.
I mean, you did put our friends in a building and set it on fire. Like, it was a pretty good reason to try and convince you to not put our friends in a building and set it on fire.
Now, before that, what has you hooked?
It seems to have glossed over that point a little quickly.
Huh? Remember that time that he like had a whole bunch of people in a church and they were dying from mana deprivation?
What's he offering you? Power?
No. No.
Money? Then what's he offering you?
Again, he ain't offering me nothing.
So, you getting my source of confusion here? No. He ain't offering you nothing. He ain't doing nothing for you. And yet you're still defending that man that your own grandfather, Lazarus himself, he told you about what he done. And you're still working for him.
Well, suppose it's better than working for you.
You're acting like those are the only options here.
I mean, there is a third option I'm currently taking, which is trying to travel with my friend.
Do you believe him then? Do you believe him then? When he's saying Lazarus is crazy?
Well, no.
And he's saying that none of that actually happened?
I believe it might have, but I don't think we have a good way of knowing.
So it might have? This is what has me rightfully confused.
John, you should push him on the whole, like, lighting people on fire and killing them with mana deprivation.
Well, that's right. I was trying to think of other dumb stuff that Michael has done, but I'm drawing a blank because I'm all out of doing cool things for the day.
He did straight up execute. They were bad people, but he did straight up execute them all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, getting to decide who lives and who dies.
The man,
he's, like, complaining about the same things that he's also doing.
Yeah.
Just call him a jerk.
The man that y'all are working for slaughtered everyone who lived here knowingly and took great pleasure in doing so and sent your grandpappy out to go slaughter any that managed to survive.
What about all the slaughtering you've been doing?
And now let me ask you something here, John. Before you, I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to go the, what was it called here? It's what about something. You're changing the subject here, and you're avoiding the question. So let me ask you again. That thing, I hesitate to call it a man, is telling you to your face that your grandpappy is a liar, that everything you believe is wrong. And then he's telling you to go do a favor for him. And you gleefully step in line, throw us, throw Lazarus, everybody under the bus.
You know, that first favor was us just trying to clear out some drugs for him. And you kind of did that for us, very lethally. I don't know what gave you the right to make that decision.
I believe we already been over this one.
No, that was the favor that I did for him.
You mean his business? Because I don't know if you quite understand. That all was tied to him. He's only upset because he wasn't getting his cut.
You're doing that thing again where you say things.
I am giving you the information that I have. John, you asked me a question. So let me answer it. The things that they was putting into those drugs were killing people. They knew it. They was all murderers.
So they deserve death.
He's going to kind of look at you like, are you stupid? I am telling you that little job that you was sent on was to make sure that he got a cut of all of that blood money.
Hmm.
Do you not see how I could take a little bit of an issue with that?
Not.
When the devil himself is pushing death?
That really is a nice story you're telling, but let's come back to you killing a whole bunch of people. What gives you the right to just kill people? You don't get to make that decision.
I ain't making that decision.
You fell into the trap.
Yeah.
I am executing the judgment of the Lord.
No, I'm doing that. I'm executing the judgment of the Lord.
The end times. Oh, really? By working for the devil himself?
You keep saying that.
And you keep saying, oh, it was just a favor. Oh, we only did it one time. Oh, just a little bit. Sin is sin.
I mean, I agree. Sin is sin. What about all those times you burned people alive? What about those people at that megachurch that you let die?
You mean those murderers? I'm failing to see.
Okay, so what you're saying is we should stop murderers by killing them.
John, you fail to understand exactly what the situation we're in is. This is the end of days.
Is it?
He's going to look at you? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, he just rolled a nat 20 on an insight check.
Oh, no.
He's going to look at you? He's going to go wide-eyed? You're going to see a noticeable chill run down his back. His wings are going to go off.
Uh-oh.
John, I'm looking in your eyes, and I need you to tell me something. You're lying to me about something, ain't you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
This ain't the end of times? What do you mean by that?
Hang on. I'm so...
He's going to look down at the sword in his hand, and he's going to pull out that book, and his hand is going to shake as he is going to grip the sword in his hand and is just going to, like, double over and scream. And he's just going to, like, start shaking a bit.
Yeah.
John, if this is what I think it is, you are one sick, twisted son of a bitch. And he is going to, his eyes are going to light up, his wings are going to relight. He's going to start to float up in the air.
Hold on, I have something for this for you.
I'll be heading out to California now. And I don't think I'm going to like what I find. But first, I just want you to know I'm disappointed in you, John. I really am. And he's going to fly off, leaving a streak of light behind him.
Damn, I had a thing for this.
Fuck. So, going back, right as you see that streak of light, you guys all see Elias's status in your HUD there start to flash. Yeah, looks like Elias is in some trouble. So, Elias.
Yes. Boy, I sure am bleeding.
Yeah, you've got a rapier in your stomach. However,
yes,
you see like a flash of something come across her face.
Mm-hmm.
And like a shiver.
Uh-huh.
She's going to look up at you. Something's wrong.
Like I said, I don't think you completely have a logical grasp on this situation.
Shut up! And she's going to fling you to the side, like by the blade,
and now
rip
we're not
the
talking.
Door open.
When the door's open, everyone's sucked out, right?
No.
No,
the door just opens.
And you can see where the doorway is.
She falls out into the street because it's like a 90 degree mm-hmm. angle.
Yes.
And gravity kind of gets all fucked up.
Yeah.
She falls forward, runs and stumbles just in time to see Michael flying away. She looks back in the door.
I wave.
At Elias.
Like a really
she
weak
just has
wave.
She has a horrified expression on her face.
Yeah, that's right.
It showed you.
Bitch.
And she's going to look around at some of her... The guards that were holding the palanquin. And is just going to say, stall them. As she also is going to... As she is going to vanish away. And... Yeah, this is going to be the start of some combat here.
But I'm bleeding.
Yeah, I know. It's really fun.
No.
So, that is where we'll leave it off.
Yeah.
Aw, man.
Yeah, that was like 2 hours.
It's always great when you roll 3 20s in a session and everything still goes tits up.
Yep. It actually went incredibly well up until the point where it didn't.
I mean, only one of us got stabbed with a rapier.
Yeah. That was after a very, very bad nat 1.
Yowza.
Yeah, a bad nat 1 and, wait, who got the bad nat 1? I didn't get a bad nat 1.
I did, but then I re-rolled it.
Oh, did you?
Didn't you, like, crit fail?
Oh, no, wait, you just got a... Oh, you got a not good enough Arcana.
Well, yeah, I rolled a 19 on the die for Arcana.
Yeah, you got, like, a plus 3 to the bonus?
Use religion.
I rolled a nat 1 on... I rolled a nat 1 on Insight.
Yeah, that's the one that made it go bad.
Oof. You know what's not bad, though?
Oof.
Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
Okay, now we can start the episode.
Hey.
My name's Revival. Just cut it right in. So, my name's Tad. I do let me tell you about... I also manage all the social media horse shit on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Twitter... All that good stuff. That's all in the description. There's like 6 links now.
Oh, I want to go. I'm Tim. Sometimes I show up and play D&D.
I'm Matt. I play Jerry. I sometimes record a podcast called The Sweet Life of Matt and Cody. And we might actually, I don't know if I want to really plug this here, but we might actually be getting like legit professional athletes on. Neat. So
we'll see in 6 Neat. Months when this episode comes out if that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat. I'm Michael. I play Elias. I got fucking stabbed for some bullshit. Now Elias really hates God.
Should have rolled religion.
Yeah, I ain't doing none of this shit. I ain't doing none of these plugs.
Fuck it.
Alright, that's good.
Bye. Revival. Fuck it.